ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Rock the Ocean's iconic music festival, Tortuga, returns to Fort Lauderdale Beach next April with Post Malone, Riley Green, Kenny Chesney. The Intangibles love Kenny Chesney.
They do.
And way more. I love Kenny Chesney. He's a showman. I saw him one time at a... What the hell do they call it back then? Whatever Amerant Bank, Bank Atlantic, maybe it was.
It was Bank Atlantic?
I think it was when it was Bank Atlantic. I went to a Kenny Chesney concert, and he was really good. We're giving you a chance to win 3-day passes for you and a friend. If you guys want to enter this contest, go over to the contest page at WQAM.com now and register. Heat back in action tonight. They take on the Orlando Magic. FM 104.3, WQAM's coverage begins at 5:45. With Preheat, we'll bring you some of our Heat interviews from Media Day in the final hour. A little supercut for you guys to get you fired up for tonight. And the Dolphins back on the practice field today as they are getting ready to take on the Atlanta Falcons. We'll start off our mixed bag with Mike McDaniel, who was asked, hey, do you know who your backup quarterback is going to be against the Falcons?
Mike, regarding the backup quarterback position.
Messed up on the loading there. We'll get to that a little bit later. I'll fix that for everybody. Instead, we'll flip on over to Paul Maurice, who was happy that the Cats were able to get a win last night.
Well, we were grinding. Maybe still are. And had some twists and turns. We really liked our start. Thought that details-wise, we were good. We did some strange things with the puck that ended up in the back of our net, and we'd have to clean that up, but... You get to the end of a road trip, you're just winning on will at that point, and we needed one, so I was very happy with how we started.
There you go. Cats finally get to go back home, snapping their 4-game losing streak. That would have been a crusher last night. All the emotions, unable to get that one, and the Cats just, some of these games, strange, man. They're back at it tomorrow, by the way. Pittsburgh Penguins in town. 7 o'clock is your puck drop.
You think that might be that win last night might be the turnaround? Especially, you know, you did with your boy. It was an emotional night.
I think I like Sam Miscavige getting on the board. That was good. The fourth line looked better with the bullies, with Gadjevich. Gadjevich was so mad he was winning a fight, but then he tripped. He was like...
Dude, I watched that. Yeah, he was pummeling the guy, and the guy stumbled and pulled him down. And
he was so mad. He's like, damn it. Because that guy didn't hit him with one punch. It's the Sams, man. I want when we get the Sams cranking on all the Sams, and they looked great last night. Just Swayman had some awesome saves, but I think when they find the back of the net, the Cats will get humming again. Third lines look good, you know. I think the Finns have looked good, but yeah, just some careless stuff last night. Careless stuff. Still haven't sharpened things up. But as he said, it was the end of a road trip. Don't know if we had everything there. We had NBA action last night. Jimmy Butler. This is what he had to say with his 31 points. He said it's easy with Steph Curry on his team.
Because the game's easy. Everybody pays attention to Steph. I got the easy job. And when you don't pass the ball to him, you pass it to the open man. You attack, you guard, and you play basketball the right way. Limit your turnovers. I got called for a travel today, as Buddy will tell you. I still don't think that I traveled, but limit those turnovers, and we have a really good chance to win.
There's a slight shot.
What?
Just saying that, you know.
Nah, don't think it's a slight shot. He likes being Robin.
Yeah. Good for him. That's what I'm saying. Maybe he was trying to, it's his way. I was trying to get a Batman's other places, but they couldn't find me a Batman.
Maybe. I mean, I think at one point he liked being Batman. And then all of a sudden, you don't want to be Batman when you got to, you know, show up for 65 games a year. You want to go watch tennis.
You're still jilted, man.
I'm torn. I'm torn with this one because I do like Jimmy.
Of course you like Jimmy. He loves your eyes.
He does like my eyes. One guy I'm not that fond of is podcast boy J.J. Redick. he gave no credit to the Warriors.
I think it's mostly self-inflicted, and I think if you look at this game, like a microcosm of this game was we did enough good things to put ourselves in a position to win for most of the game, and that when we didn't do those things, they were self-inflicted.
You touched on it.
They were self-inflicted. So yeah. You know, that's not being organized in early offense. That's having the wrong guy bring it up. That's We knew they were blitzing and stack. That's supposed to be stack two. Guy stays. Now there's no outlet for the passer. Those are self, not sprinting back. We make a run. We got two guys back. Buddy Hield gets a wide open three for some reason on a full court pass. Those are self-inflicted things. So that's not anything Golden State did to us.
Wow. All right. I mean, he's probably right, but, you know.
I mean, all right, but, you know, tough. Sorry, J.J. Redick.
It's one of 82, man.
You see these LeBron things that are coming out? You see, like, I guess there's, like, a book or something coming out?
Russell Westbrook?
I saw the Russell Westbrook thing. Some of this stuff reads like fantasy, Vlad. I can't even believe these are real stories.
What,
like,
do you mean?
I keep thinking it's NBA Central because this book comes out. There was one that said Russell Westbrook. We obviously know he hates LeBron. I don't know if you saw the video recently where he wouldn't sign a Lakers jersey. He told somebody to go get something else for a fan. He's like, I'm not signing that. I'll sign something else, but I'm not signing that. Obviously, hate his time with the Lakers. And there was this point where he said, like, he doesn't like LeBron James because he's fake. And that he's like, he keeps claiming that The Godfather is his favorite movie. He can't quote one line from it. He's like, I can't stand him. He's like, he walks around with books he doesn't read, doesn't like him. And then there was another excerpt that came out that was Anthony Davis is they're in the team group chat. And apparently Bronny sent the tweet, according to the book. And he said, these mother bleepers just traded me. And LeBron responds, WTF. And then it's like everybody's doing the thing. Like, we're all looking for the guy who was doing this, who was behind this. But I don't know, man. There's some weird stuff going on with LeBron and the Lakers. Weird stuff's out. I saw somebody yesterday who was boots on the ground. They were like, yeah, being very disengaged with everybody, not nice to anybody. I don't know. It seems like weird vibes, and then you got podcast boy over here all revved up on his ChatGPT and fake coaching guru. Can't even get around Art Basel down here.
I can tell you what it is.
Hmm?
There's not really much to talk about the Lakers, so you know, it's just talking about, hey, LeBron's in his final year.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, there's talk of retirement. You know, let's generate as much news as we can, because once that man retires, all the traffic and all the eyes and attention is not going to be the same in the sport.
Crazy, man. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's the MVP. He said that Kevin Durant got away with one yesterday at the end of the first overtime.
Kevin definitely called timeout about three times, verbally and physically with his hands. I think the refs just missed it. That's life. You make mistakes in life and you move on. Yeah, nothing too crazy. I turned the ball over a bunch tonight. Next possession, so same mentality for now. I don't think it's ain't doing on purpose or anything. It's just life, you know. You miss things, you make mistakes, and you move on.
I think they'll forgive you, Shai. Something tells me SGA has got some clout right now.
That was such a great answer. That's why they're gonna win. They're such nice kids.
They are. They're very nice kids. Very nice kids.
And they're all young.
Yep. Yep, they didn't even have Jalen Williams.
That's what I was about to sound like.
They didn't have him yesterday.
Everybody's going crazy. You know, Jalen Williams didn't play yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
People were like, "Oh man, I mean, Şengün looked awesome." I would be But they don't got a point guard, and they don't even have the second best player.
New point guard.
That's crazy,
interesting.
Well, the guy got hurt.
Fred VanVleet got hurt. All right. That is our mixed bag. How was Jay Crawford, Leroy? Fired up about their win?
Not really. You know, same conversations. I mean, I said it last week that it's unfortunate that the Dolphins are going to play a game against another 1-5 team, but their two strengths are running the football and getting after the quarterback, and your two weaknesses are stopping the run and protecting the quarterback. Like, it's like all the stars aligned for the couple of team's strengths to match up against your weaknesses. Yeah. And when that happens, something has to give.
Also,
you're going to protect, you're going to stop the run, or it's going to be one of those days.
Also, you had a quarterback who was playing like he was point shaving.
Well, that's it. I would say this. Here, I would say this, and I know this more than the people that are watching the game. Do you know Jim Schwartz doesn't blitz?
Yeah, they said that on the broadcast.
And all of a sudden, he's blitzing from everywhere.
They said on the broadcast, they said Myles Garrett told him to blitz. And I think he said, what are you saying, Mr. Garrett?
I mean, Myles Garrett says, you know, hush, you hush.
Should blitz, let me coach. Tell
you something. Dude, and I'm saying this as a grown-ass man.
Finally, somebody that made Leroy look at, like, you know, stop body looking. Or made like you.
I'm going to say this as a grown-ass man. I stood next to Myles Garrett, and I was like,
you small.
Damn. That's all I could say. Dude,
this guy has had two near.
Like, I could literally put my face and just put it on his forearm, and they could just draw my face. It's unbelievable how massive this dude is.
All right, we got to take a break. More to come here on the show. Get you caught up with your headlines back after this.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.